people in my room, so I was like, "Is Ruth Ann, please come to my session?" I was like,
"Yeah." So this is it. And then I knew, of course, Mitch was going to be here. So I am Sandra, and I jokingly say I'm known by Mama to my two kids. I have two children. Mary Mitchell, that's not two names, that's one name with a hyphen in it, so please don't drop the Mitchell, it's one whole name. So her name is Mary Mitchell, and she's married 3 years in March. Our son, Callaway, and then he lives in New Orleans, and so we're very proud of them. But before they came into the world, of course, I got married. And so that was 28 years ago. Sunday is our anniversary, and that's to him. So I'm very excited. And I always tell this, I love to tell this, you know, Mitch and I had met, and a week later, he asked me to go out on a date, and he asked to go out on a Sunday night, and I thought, oh, my gosh, he's like an infidel or something, because I go to church on Sunday night. And I said, Mitch, you know, I'd love to go, but I have to set up for Bible school. And he says, well, can I come help you? And he's been helping ever since. So I was like, huh, he may just be a keeper. So anyway, and then most exciting, 6 months ago, our daughter gave birth to our first grandson. So Shepherd, he's beautiful, so he's sweet. And I think the reason we always talk about why we teach, and without getting really into that stuff, is because, well, I had great teachers. I had great teachers in Sunday school. I was always taken to church. And that was a good thing. But I had teachers who didn't always know my story, but I heard something tonight about how they said, you know, hearing how much they loved me. And I heard that, and that was expressed to me on a weekly basis, and I needed that. And then, and of course, then I brought children into the world, and I really needed that. I needed it as a parent. But most importantly, I wanted my kids to go to church, and I wanted someone to teach them what I was teaching them at home. Because I knew there was going to be a point in their lives that they were going to go, you do not know what you're talking about. And I could say, uh-huh, because you heard the same thing. Somebody else is saying the same thing to you. So that was kind of what I was going, this is a good night. I just hit 10,000 steps. So I mean, this is a good night. I'm like, woohoo! So this is good. So I am so thankful that you're here. I'm going to put my glasses on. Otherwise, I won't be able to see. But we're talking about bringing the Bible to life, and why is that important? And can kids really understand? And I think every one of you know they can. You know, I love the story of Miss, you know, we've talked about this, Miss Janet, the story of Elizabeth. And actually, it's this Sunday. We're going to kind of, well, no, yeah, we are. But Elizabeth is going to have a baby. And what does it tell us in the scripture? But Mary goes to tell her that she's going to have a baby. And when she hears Mary's voice, what does the baby do? But it leaves. Exactly. Isn't that exciting? And a baby knows from conception what's going on. And now they tell us this day and time, oh, have you seen to your baby? I'm like, hello, that was in the Bible like a long time ago. I mean, you know, you're just now getting that. But it's so exciting. And so anytime I hear somebody's like, oh, this story? Like, yes, it's in the Bible. How can it not be exciting? It's amazing. But it's for up to us to try to help them understand it. And that can sometimes be a challenge. Kind of. Maybe. But when we start collaborating, and you do like I do, and you start looking in other rooms, and you start seeing what people are doing, and you get really excited. Like, I didn't think of that. And that is so good, because that makes it come to life for them. So we're going to get started. Oh, and I have this thing. I'm supposed to do that, too. Mitch, I could probably just let you advance this for me. See if I can do this. Okay. So the first, this is all in your paper. I just did it. I'm not big on, like, reading something that you can already read. But I did put it up here, and I think this is important of understanding why we teach. And really why we teach is in what we tell children is to remind them that they are made, they're created, they're designed by God. And I love the verse in Psalms. Let's see, in Psalms 139:14, we all know it. And it says this, how you made me is amazing and wonderful. I praise you for that. You cannot tell me one person in this room that doesn't want to be told that every day. Even you. Even then. I know it. We all want to be told that we're amazing and we're wonderful. And what child doesn't want to hear that? And you may be the only person telling them that week. Okay? Maybe mom's having a bad day. Maybe dad's having a bad day. Maybe grandma's having a bad day. And you're the one that's going to tell them that, that you're wonderfully made and that God loves them and you love them. And that's so important. And if we can drive that home, that's one step closer to where we need to be. And then, because the reason we want them to know that we love them, that God loves them, is what? John 3:16. Does anybody know that? Do we know it? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's just foundation, right? And then we can tell them that because God's word is true. We love doing this in our class, and we always say, this is the Bible, and the Bible is God's. And the kids go, that's right. And God's word is, and what do they say, Ms. Ruthann?
True.
It's true. Every time we open it up, this is the word, and it's true. Everything in here is true, okay? I love that. Okay, Mr. Mitch, I may have to get you some, if you don't mind, because I have trouble doing two things at one time. Okay, I really do. Okay, now I got a blank on this next one, okay? So this one is here. I love this because we're going to tell them about the Bible. We need to understand, and it's a privilege for us to share that with them. But we need to remember a few things. Less is more. Okay? That's so important. We don't have to, and I think when I say that, it's not less is more like all this stuff going on, because sometimes we have to have options for kids. But less is more as far as when it comes to the Bible truth. Sometimes one lesson can have a lot of different applications. So it's important that you just have one point. And it's so good in our book, our curriculum. What does it give us? But our life point. So our life point for this Sunday is what? People should love God. We love putting that on the door because that way it's kind of a like for us, for a parent conversation to get going to, or when they come to the door and Mr. Marshall is greet, you know, this is what we've been talking about today. Okay, we should love God. Why should we love God? We love everything else, right? Why shouldn't we love God, right? And so if we can just bring that home in everything that we do, and that's great. And then keeping it simple, okay? Children need a lot less, far more action than talking. I love to talk, but even me, getting in the circle, and I was like, you know, they get tired after a while. I mean, they start squirming, they start fidgeting, and so we can get up and moving, and there's a lot of ways that you can do that, okay? And then be intentional in everything you do. I love what Mark said about being prepared and coming into the room, and it's so much more exciting to do that, isn't it? When we really know the lesson. And what's even more exciting is when that lesson starts like hitting here, you know, to us, and we're learning. And then the kids are teaching us by what they're saying. I like to, when we focus on the life point in everything we do, then that way you can kind of, I don't know, I just think it's good. I think that that way everything in the ring. So, for example, and I love examples. So, if we were doing Samson, and you can just make up stuff. Okay, and I know there's a lot of people in here who are creative, but I love this because this was our lesson 1 week on Samson. We did that. And then everything we did, like in the room, we made like little Samson puppets, you know. And then you can go like, well, what does that have to do? Because we hope that they go home. Well, if you notice, he has seven locks of hair, right? And maybe that's all they'll remember, okay? But that's important, okay? Or, and then look here, how many do you see? Seven? And look, guess what? You want to pull one? Cool one. Can you answer who was Samson?
He was strong.
But he probably wasn't physically strong, even though we think of him as physically strong, but he probably wasn't. But there was something, because he was what? He was given to who by his parents?
God.
That's right. You can pull one. But what happened? How did he lose his strength? Pull one. Pull one. What happened? And then all his strength fell. You see what happened? Okay, but then what happened? And we keep pulling and pulling and pulling. You see what I'm saying? And then we start answering questions, and then what happened? Just Velcro back on. Mm-hmm. And what happened? He prayed, and God gave him all his strength back. Right? Right? Remember? Okay? And we're learning. So I think anytime we're doing that, and we're intentional about what we're doing, we're making it for a reason. Isn't that like step dropping on me? Right? Or the boys love this. We did. This was a huge hit. Because we talk about David. And what do we remember when I say David? What's the first thing that comes to mind? David, Old Testament. Who? Goliath.
okay? But before that, he had a friend. Remember, he had a friend who was David's friend. And what did Jonathan give him? He gave him a sword, and he gave him a bow, and oh my goodness, and look. And he could shoot it really far. And remember the story of Jonathan when he started shooting it? What happened? Remember, he said, if I shoot it really far, yeah. If I shoot it really far, that was a huge deal in our room that day. If I shoot it really far, then you know to run, right? All it is. It's just a balloon. Yeah, I keep hitting you, Miss TV. Okay? But anyway, you try it. Here, you haven't tried it. You try it. Okay. All right. But anyway, but that's the point. You see what I'm saying? Okay. It's a boy thing. And it was good because we had those style learners in our room, and they were just shooting away. But the whole time they were shooting, what were we doing? We were talking about Jonathan, and he said, you know, run high, David, and if I shoot my sword, if I shoot my arrow and it goes far, you know to run far, far away, right? So our prayer was that day is, okay, that was a lot of fun, but the next time they have a balloon in their hand and they start popping, think about, oh, we did this in Sunday school, or Life Bible Study. We did this in Life Bible Study, you know? We did that, remember? And that's what, but being intentional about it. And then, you know, and of course, like, and so it took me a while to learn how, maybe you know how, I've learned that Mr. Joe's a pilot. Do you know how to do that?
Mm-hmm.
You don't? Okay, here. Okay, you can shoot. But see, they're foam, so they don't hurt. You have to shoot. And it was a huge, yeah, we had a lot. And they weren't like as dangerous as Miss Petey's arrows. Okay. But they loved it. I have a great picture of her and in their room. And those kids were like, they had a slingshot, you know, and stuff. And I mean, it was great. It was great because they were active, you know, and they were doing something. They were learning while they were doing. So, and I love that because then you're making every moment count from the time they walk in the door to the time they leave. I can go to the next one, Mitch. I think it's important, though, that we have to remember a few things about kids. I love this about, like, just the quality versus the quantity, or more than sitting. And I've put them all there for you. And I think the reason is because it's just their style of learning, right? Okay? And, I mean, they don't have to. Is it now it's getting hot in here, or is that just me? Yeah, it's a little warm. We can't crack a window, can we? But never dismiss anything. And I know sometimes in our curriculum, I love our curriculum, and sometimes we'll say, oh, this is so silly. Really? Are we going to do that? And there was one, I learned something from this. It was talking about Paul when Paul was in prison, and I think it was Peter, and then they were talking about how the guards were snatching him, and they had this activity, and they said, oh, just put a lot of different little items and a, you know, thing, and give them different little tongs, and then let them pick them up. And I'm like, really? You know, really? This is what they're going to do? And guess what? Over and over and over. You want to talk? It's really kind of fun. And over and over. But you know what it did? It allowed us to sit there and really talk to them. Okay? Really to sit there and just talk as they sat there. And kids that were really disengaged with other things were really connected with that. But then quality, and then I think, that's really hot, but in things that you can do and make it simple and don't get too complicated. I love this. We just did this one time. We were talking about the parable. What is the story in Luke 15 about the lost sheep, the parable of the lost sheep? And so it's like, how can you explain that to kids? And do they really understand 100? I mean, you know, because you give them money and they're like, I got $15,525. Okay? Do they really understand 100? Well, let them count it. And they can count to 10. Probably most three-year-olds can count to 10, right? And so what we did is we gave them, like, objects, little things, just whatever. And in every circle, they had to sit there and put 10. And when they got all the way up, there were 100. Right? Or Joseph. How old was he when he died? He was 110. Add another circle. Give him pieces of corn. And what we loved that day was the dad came to pick her up. I can't leave yet. I'm still counting popcorn. I'm like, I promise. It's for a reason. But hopefully when she was counting that popcorn, then it would make sense later on. Okay? Or she would have that connection, okay, of that. So many little things that you can do. This one a few weeks ago, use something. We cut out, they were supposed to be rocks. Of course, I was told very quickly that this was not rocks, Miss Laundra, that's just a piece of cardboard. And I'm like, just go with it, just pretend it's a rock. And we were flipping them over, and our Bible verse was underneath it and stuff. But it was just sitting there, repetition over and over and over, and just sitting with them on the cardboard, just something that they could do, and it's always good. But I think that's important, because sometimes we want to have it so like, oh, we've got to go do this, and we've got to go do that, when really all they want is just to sit and play, okay? And that's all we need to do. We don't have to have, like, the biggest, we don't have to have the water table, even though that's kind of fun sometimes. So I have to tell you, Miss Phoebe did something a few weeks ago in her room, and I was like, I haven't seen that since my daughter was in second grade. Shaving cream. They love it. Sprayed it on the table, and they wrote in it. It's great. Okay, and you go, oh my goodness, put a paint smock on them, they'll be fine, you know? So, but then it's more than just sitting. How do kids learn? Do they learn by just sitting and listening? Or when we're trying to really explain to them that Mary and Joseph took Jesus to the temple, and they had to leave Nazareth, and they went to Jerusalem, and there was 64 miles kind of distance, and they had to walk it. Look, that's what the tape's on the floor. So we did. Nazareth is here. And we walk all the way to Nazareth. And that's great, because you can make tape go in circles, and they don't care. They just want to walk on the line, and you'll be like, great. And we're walking to Jerusalem. And they got all the way to Jerusalem. And then they stopped. And then, you know, Jesus, you know, he's there. And then they get, oh, right here is halfway home. Where's Jesus? Right? Mm-hmm. And then they all stopped. Oh my goodness, we have to go back. It was great because they kept walking in the room. I mean, and we are in a little bitty room. But it was great because they just kept walking. It's good. But maybe they'll remember, right? Is that a great way? Then, Mitch, we can go to the next one. I'm sorry, I'm kind of talking fast, but I'm also know that they're running late, so I kind of hate to do that too. Huh? And this is just a different, I like to look at this because it just shows us the way that we approach life and learn, and the way kids do. So I'm going to let you read that one for yourself. But I think the thing is that hear the words, the best one is hear the words that describe that truth, get the truth a new richness, and result in additional understanding. And so it's repeating the experience over and over and over and over. The other day we had this was in our kit. We love repeating things in our room. And our Bible verse last week was, does anybody remember? It's 4s and 5s. I love you, God. I love you, God. And this was in the kit. And what were we doing last week? We were searching for Jesus, right? So see in the room, there's these different, like, things. There's God over there. So, Mr. Marshall, we have a bucket, and we pull names out of the bucket. That way it's really fair and balanced in our room. We're like Fox TV. And he pulls them out, and they each get their turn, and they kind of look, and like, oh, who can find I? And then, of course, we had we always have a teacher in our room, you know, and she points, okay, what next word do we need? Love, you know. And they go, and they found them, and then they came back, you know, and stuff, and let's search again. But they're learning their Bible verse, right? But this one's even better. We don't get to do the plagues that often, but when we do, make it count. So this one was, you have been called by God, okay? So we laid it all out on the floor, right? And we sat in a big circle. That's what we found. Only in Texas, right? Only in Texas. And then this is what we did. We sat in a circle. Who's going to get to go next? Trust me, they were all sitting on their pockets. They were waiting. And then we had to do, you have been, and we would say it. And we said it like 25 times. But it was great. Do you think they knew Ephesians 4:1 by the time they left? They did. Do you think next time they saw my grandmother used to call these fly flaps. I'm going to get the fly flap after you. And so she was from Maplesville, Alabama, a little bitty place. And so anyway, I guarantee you. Now, maybe not the fly flap, but maybe you have been called by God. Hopefully that's what they were going to remember, okay? But that's a good way. It's just good repetition. Let's go to the next one. Okay? And I love this. Really do. I like this a lot. Because it's what Mark was just talking. How many went to Mark's session? He's really good. I told you he's good. He's good. But it was like, I think this is what's so important about this is because we do. We all learn differently. And, you know, I think if we can focus on the process and allow them to choose, because they're not going to always come in and want to do the same thing, And it used to bother me because I love art. And I wanted everybody to do an art project. And even one Sunday, I have to tell y'all, I was like, okay, this is what we're going to do. And we put three tables, like, lined up. You thought we were having the Last Supper in our room. And we lined them up, and we were going to sit all the kids down at one time, and we were going to do our art project together. Do you think it worked well? No. Because, and then I decided we were going to have contact paper, and we were going to make, like, stained glass and stuff. It looked like fly paper, and they were, like, holding it up, and they were sticking to each other. You know, that did not happen. We didn't do that anymore. Now we have an art table, and we'll have a puzzle table, and we'll have home living, and they can do whatever they want. But everything is intentional about whatever our life point is. So people should love God. Everything's intentional. But while we're doing that, and then they don't have to take it home. Do I not like it sometimes? Yeah, because I wanted to take a project home because I wanted to do an art project. But, you know, I just have to tell Mom and Dad, I'm so sorry. You know, they didn't want to do that today. But they did this, you know, and that's okay. You know, and that's been hard for me because I want them all to sit there, Miss Lou, and do a project because I love art. But they don't, you know, and it's not. And to make them do that, and then it might end up looking like some of the things I used to have my children do. I used to tell Mary Mitchell and Callie, we're going to make cards for the grandparents or something. Guess what the cards look like? Something Sondra would make. It did not look like my kids because I would redo it after they were. You need to learn how to cut better. But anyway. So anyway, I think that way it's giving them choices. But by doing that, what can we do that what they're doing really, again, makes sense? If they're playing, oh my gosh, who doesn't love to play with Play-Doh? Does anybody here love to play with Play-Doh? I do. Mitch does. I made some Play-Doh for the kids, and he was playing with it. And then I started touching it. I was like, oh my gosh, this is good. But I'm like, what can we do that's not just playing with Play-Doh? I don't want him just sitting there playing with Play-Doh. And they're doing fancy, fancy. Does this lesson look familiar? Joshua, you remember how many stones he piled up out of the river? 12, remember? 12 tribes of Israel? So guess what we did? We rolled out 12 stones of Play-Doh, one in each box. And then when we finished, we smashed it all up, and let's do it again. Let's make some more. 12. Did you know there were 12 tribes? Those were God's chosen people. Do you know God loved them? Do you know God loves you? Right? You see what I'm saying? Let's see what we can do. You know, honey, but this, I have to say, I always say it's my favorite, but this was pretty good. We had a sweet little class, and we were learning about the tabernacle. This was a few years back, and we thought, oh, we love PVC pipe, Miss Rochelle. We do. We like it. We can just take PVC and you can see anything. And so we decided we were going to have a tabernacle in our room. But you know what was fun? We talked about the tabernacle and how it had a linen curtain. Look at the sewing. They sat there. And guess who sewed more? The boys. They sewed it. Look at that. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it good? And they traced around. An angel just took a piece of paper, and they just traced around it, and we talked about it. And then look at this one. So pretty. See, this looks so much better than my kids' stuff, because I did theirs. Look at this. And we talked about this. And how he gave them special gifts. And some people could sew, and that's really important. That's good, isn't it? Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. I kind of like that. So anyway, and that was just, you know, that's what we did. And I think that's good, because hopefully when they're sitting there, maybe they're off to college, and they're having to, so, you know, I think I sewed. I remember doing this. And then Mitch, this is a great example. This was last week. Mr. Shell is in your room. And I walked in, and I thought, oh, I know the colors don't show up too really here, but you see the choices that are being made? This is all going on at one time. There's something going on here. There's different style learning going on here, and there's different learning going on there, all at one time. It's great. Mr. Shell, I will confess, you were at the door as a parent, so. Or a child having a meltdown, probably. But see, and then look here. Isn't that good? And they're all learning, all about the same thing. All right. Do we have enough time? What time are we supposed to be finished here? 10:15. Okay, good. All right. I've talked enough for a few minutes. I'm going to give you a break. You've got this is not really good. Well, no, you're around the table, so you're good. You just don't get to make good a choice. But there's some activities at your table, okay? I'm going to give you 5 minutes. We have, or maybe we'll give you 4. Maybe 3. Okay. All right. And I'm going to play you a little, like, get to moving music. What else did it tell you about? Yeah, I'm channeling my Johnny Cash because I love new country music, but I also love some good old gospel music. So I think we need that. And you can just choose something at your table. And God was like, no, she's having a baby, Zachariah. And what? Because he didn't listen to God, what happened to Zachariah? He could not speak. I think sometimes Mitch wishes, like, he's like, but, and then I was reading our book, and it was like talking about building the blocks, and we could build like Zachariah, and we couldn't talk.
we do about listening? Oh, can we get a timer? Can we turn the timer on? Let's see if we can get quiet about talking in our class. Could you imagine? Zacharias, he's like 9 months. Right? Challenge your children for that. Just listen.
Okay? So anyway, great ways of learning that we can put. And this one, because I think it's important, because then we can provide those experiences. On your sheet, it talks about object lessons are good, but children must be able to make a clear, literal connection. It should never distract from or dilute the Bible truth. I love this picture here. And there's another. I saw this happening in Mr. Shell's room. If you see back there, there he is. There's Goliath. We talk about how tall he is, but he really, and Mr. Shell did something a little different. She actually, I took that idea from the TV because she had her rulers on the wall, and I was like, ooh, that's good. So see what I'm saying? Kind of borrow those ideas. But Miss Rochelle, actually, she was quite fancy. She, like, made a huge, like, drew one out, like, thing, and the kids colored it, right? And then they put it on the wall, and then she took pictures of all of them standing next to it. And then just to remind them, though, that David really wasn't that little when that happened, but he was probably about, we sit in our room, like, Mr. Mitch's height, maybe a little shorter. But Steve, look at Mr. Mitch, and look at Goliath. Would that be scary? Going up against something, but what, did you hear something in the keynote message I heard tonight? Mm-hmm. That play learning, and then thinking about kids going off. Mm-hmm. Oh, if they can remember that, I love you, God, right? If they can remember you have been called by God, when they see a fly swatter, or fly, right? Wouldn't that be good? Isn't that what we want them to, like, come up, like, come back up? Isn't that good? That's exciting. Okay. And then the next, building with blocks, exploring natural items, participating in art and dramatic play are activities of great value as they often engage what? The whole child. Give them options. So over in our blocks for next week, for the Sunday, just some things in the resource room, some little people that I found, cut them out, laminated them, stick them to the blocks. Thank you, Aaron. He's showing you. And it's Jesus. He's going down to the water to be baptized, you know? And it's just blue plastic tablecloth left over from something, okay? So it's really good because they're going to discover. Open it up. Discovery. And I love this. Before we do this, open it up. You see this? Because I like water. We like water in our room. And this roof fans even starting to like water. Not too much. Sometimes you're like, aw. I'm like, we'll bring these towels. But look, here's Jesus. And he's going to be baptized a lot Sunday. I just have a feeling. Okay. Even though it was one time. But we can talk about that. And we can talk about that. But what a great opportunity to talk to kids about being baptized. Because we see that. That's something to celebrate. You know, buried in darkness, faith walking in. Right? And that's what we desire for them. But what's really important, too, is opening up that Bible. Opening up the Bible. And sometimes it's kind of hard because kids, do they understand, do they read all the words? Some of them are recognizing words now, and that's good. What we try to do in our room is, well, I just laid my Bible down here, is whatever we're having, whatever scripture it is, I just highlight it. I have one Bible that I use for Sunday school, and we highlight it. So when we open it up, then we can actually point to the word. Or get the kids, and everybody has Bibles in their room, same thing. But make sure, and you know, this is God's word, and God's word is true. And we can read from his word. But what else can we do to kind of discover? I know Ms. Rochelle's going to line her room where they're sitting in circle time and opening up, pointing to the Bible. A few weeks ago, we just, words, like, oh, and can we look in the scripture and find that word, right? Can we find this word in the Bible? And I mean, if you've got smaller kids, just look for love, you know, whatever the scripture is, and open it up, and you can have it highlighted and stuff. And they can trace it, or they can write it, try to write that word in sand, or write it, we just traced it on a piece of paper. But guess what was in the resource room? Even more fun. Really look for words, right? Or get a big one. Just like open up the Bible and get the kids just really starting to look into it and dig into the word. That's what we're wanting to do. Make it real for them. There's so many things, and I'm just going to skip over those. This one. Elijah. I have to do this one, okay? Because this is so cool. Because I love to see. This was we had a little girl in our room, and
didn't say very much, and she wasn't really connecting with anything until we had the lesson of Elijah praying. And what did Elijah pray for? Rain. Remember, he prayed that it wouldn't rain, and then he prayed it would rain. And when it rained, it rained. And that week in our room, it rained. And so we filled it with water, and we, you know, anything that she could pour, and colander, and we had Elijah. He's just laminated. He was stuck in the thing, and it rained on Elijah, and it rained and rained. But you know what was even better? At circle time, what happened? Remember he prayed. Y'all remember how he prayed? It said in the Bible he really prayed, like, earnestly, like last week's lesson, Peter. Can you close your eyes for a minute? And you just pray. Close your eyes. I want you to pray. Close your eyes like they were praying. That's what we did at circle time. And we prayed. And we prayed, God, please send rain. You can close your eyes. Please and rain and rain and rain. And then what happened? It started to rain. And Miss Ruth Ann said, oh gosh, Audra. I'm like, it's okay, it's okay. It's okay. And when the kids left, guess what they said? It rained in our room today. And I'm like, because Elijah prayed for rain. Just a fun way. Let's see, we can skip to this one a minute. Okay, so, and then sometimes we'll sit there and we'll go, oh, but I can't think of anything, okay? This is what I did the other day, just as an experiment the other day. I typed in, and I put it in your back, on your very back sheet, there's something called resources. And so I've just listed a few. It's not like a complete list by any means. It's just a few things. And so I just typed in these words, baptize, preschool, and craft. That's all I typed in. I didn't type in Lifeway. I didn't type anything in that. Just type this in. And I'm terrible. I'm like you, Mr. Joe. I like to look at pictures. So I go on Google Images. And then if I see anything that strikes my fancy, then I'll click on it. And that's what happened. So I'm sitting here looking, and it's kind of hard to tell, but I challenge you to go home and type in those three words in Google search, baptize plus preschool plus craft, and then see what pops up. And I was like looking, and oh, science experiments, invisible ink. And I was like, oh, I remember we did that a few years ago in Bible school. And it was so cool. And it was so easy. Lemon juice, Q-tip, and we wrote on paper like I did. And then we had a blow dryer. And, of course, one boy went home and said, we have to have an orange blow dryer. Any color will work. Okay. And we dried it. And guess what? Jesus is God's son started to appear. Because what God does is surprising. And when he went to be baptized by John, do you think those people were surprised? Sure they were. John was surprised. Right? Can you imagine? I mean, can you just imagine? You want me to baptize you? I've heard about you. You're like my cousin, because we hear about cousins, right? Okay? Could you imagine? I was telling this yesterday. Could you imagine the conversations between Elizabeth and Mary? Can you imagine that? Elizabeth, how's your son doing? He's perfect. And how's your son doing, Elizabeth? Well, he's eating like crickets. Living, a little concerned about him. And so can you imagine? And so they heard. I'm sure they heard about each other. Are you getting excited about the lesson Sunday? That's it. Do you see what I mean? And then it starts to come to life for us, and it'll come to life for them. It'll translate that way. But anyway, that's all I did. Typed on that, and then you can go to the next slide, Mitch. And that's what popped up. And I was like, oh, this is kind of a cool little website. And so I started looking. You know, you have to be careful, right? I mean, there's some things out there sometimes, and there's some things. But this was actually, I have to say, I think I went on one. I was like, these Catholic people, they got it together, because they got some good stuff. That's pretty cool. And so, but this reminded me, and because I totally forgot about that. I thought, oh, gosh, especially, like, I don't know about y'all, but our boys in our room, anything that we call science, they love it. You know, you can just take baking soda and put vinegar on it, and they're like, oh, they get so excited, and it's good, okay, because we want that, okay? We'll go to the next one. That was the same thing we talked about, not just the way, okay? Because they are. They're really, the way that they think, we want to form that, or start forming that foundation. And I think just focusing again, we always say that, but teaching like Jesus taught. How did he teach? Stories. He did, didn't he? And he would walk through the wheat fields, and what would he do? And he'd start telling stories. Mm-hmm. Isn't that a great way to do that?
and I love, and I think that's why we kind of like our, I think we've had better circle time is what we call it when we do that. I mean, sometimes we don't. We'll always read from the Bible, but I have to tell you, and all of a sudden when they respond to us and we say something and they're like, we go, oh, they got it. They got it, or they're getting it, or they're understanding it. But I have to tell you, a few, I had gone, I think it was last summer, and I went to check on our daughter. She was before Shepherd came along. And so I left very clear instructions with Mr. Mitch of how the class needed to be set up and how the lesson should be taught. And he didn't follow any of it. And so, but he did something. I was like, how did you think of that? And I'm thinking, oh, it was so good. It was the story of Joshua. And, you know, I told him, like, oh, you could do this, you could do this. And he went and got two pieces of blue paper out of the resource room. And, I mean, when I say blue, he has big pieces, you know. And he put them there, and he put rocks underneath them, 12 rocks. And then he talked about the waters being parted when the priest stepped in. Remember the story? So he had a little tag for the priest, Mr. Priest. And then he had rock picker up for number one, two, three. You know, he had all of them had a sticker. And they could pick up those rocks. And what did they do? What did they build? Do you remember? Remember the story? Right? Do you remember? Well, that was a different story. But anyway, you know what I'm talking about. So, and here's the rocks. And then this was from what? Miss Ruthanna made those for Bible school. So, of course, Miss Saunders confiscated them because they can touch it. They can feel it, right? We've got 10 minutes left. They can touch it, right? And then they can build the altar, and we can talk about it. Okay. Good. And they won't hurt themselves with it or anything like that. Okay. Yeah, that's right. And then we can talk about why did we not want to? I love this. They found him in the temple. He was sitting with the teachers. He was listening to them and asking questions. And everyone who heard him was amazed at how much he understood. And they were amazed with his answers. Don't we want to be amazed? Isn't that good? But how else can we tell this story? What else can we do? Let the kids be part of it. I love doing this sometimes, just taking a plastic tablecloth from Dollar Tree, taking an overhead projector from, like, I'm old school, and like putting it up there, and that'll be part of our lesson for Sunday. And then, like, if we made the, did anybody make the dove at the table? Anybody make the dove? You haven't get it made? That would not, see, that wouldn't work in our room. and here you can stand up. You're going to be John the Baptist. You can just hold that over it, because I know it's not going to fit you. And you can just hold this up, and you can just pretend you're going to be Jesus. And you go down to the water, and then, see, one of the kids can be the Holy Spirit, and then the Holy Spirit can come down and descend on Jesus after they die. You see what I'm saying? So this is what they're doing. Then when they go home, well, this dove looks like he's not really flying too much, but it looks like one of our little boys got hold of it. You see what I'm saying? And so we'll let them act out this story. Won't that be fun? And they can go up there, and they can be part of the story. And I love this one, too. See, this is great. I think we had a lesson on Paul, and the reason I'm going to show you this, when he was traveling, remember? Or where Jesus traveled. And so it's just like a map, so they can kind of understand. And they colored on it. These are with slick things or whatever. But look what's up here at the top. Can anybody read that? Who? Right here?
Who has a Bible?
We had a pretend corner bookstore because it was in our book. We had Bibles. And it was just a sign up here, who has a Bible. And it kind of knows when we're writing it on the end. All by the hand. Isn't that good? And I'm a... We can go to the next one. And then, of course, this. We have to prepare, and we need to focus on the main idea, and then we can keep telling it again and again, and we can capture their attention. What can we do? Because kids, let's face it, you know, they're on, like, iPads, and they've got them now. I mean, when you see, like, 6 months old with iPads, you know, doing this, I'm like, really? You know? So what can we do? And you'd be surprised. Little boys get really excited, and little girls.
okay, I'll be the guard. Like, are you sure? Because they slept the whole time. But you need to. So then we, like, you know, we're purposeful who we pick to be guards. Yeah, you can be a guard. You need to take it out. And then this one, you can be chained up. This is great. Don't forget, I know we're Baptists, but go in the Halloween aisles at Halloween because you can find really good stuff. Okay? And then Paul, remember Peter was chained up and stuff, and then the angel came. Or what about when the prodigal son came home and he was given a very beautiful ring? And one little girl went to the door and says, "It's a real diamond." But let them be part of the story. And, you know, they may only want to do this, but hold the sign. Because, see, this could be more than just a corner of books. This could be Mary's house where the church people were praying, and everybody else could be the church. And what did they do, Miss Ruthann? I love this. Every time we said the church, I said, and the church people were praying, "Dear God, please help Peter." Okay? And when they start coming there, and the church people were praying, "Dear God, please help Peter." Okay? And what was so great, Peter goes and knocks on the door of Rhoda's house, and Mr. Marshall just tapped on the table at the same time. Ooh, it was like a startle moment. Like, where did that come from? You know? And so it's like, and then Peter appeared to the church people, and guess what the church people said? And without a beat, Jesse said, "Hallelujah." And I'm like, no, you would have thought they would have said that, but they didn't. They were like, "You're crazy. You're crazy." Okay? But it was perfect. So. But make it real to them. They're kind of watching me. Let's get to the next one. Okay. And to help prepare, I put this link in the back because I love this. This is the Lifeway link. I always would send to the teachers as well. This is not even 2 minutes. It's well worth 2 minutes of your time. It is so good. Every week, it's just a little overview of what the lesson is going to be about and why did they write it that way and why are we doing this lesson. But it just helps you, and then sometimes it causes me, or it does a lot of times, to ask another question. You know, I never thought of that. Okay, and then the next one, and then the next one, and then this is the blog. I love doing this because we do this with our families because, you know, learning doesn't stop. We get them at the beginning and then at the end, and I think it should just be a constant, of learning from the time they walk in the door to the time they leave, but then to help them grow at home. How can we help them grow at home? And so we send out a little newsletter every week, and it actually has this story, and it has, like, the life point. And you know where all the content comes from? Off your CD. It's all on there. It's in like this little Word document, so I just like put it in a different little document. But we send it out every Thursday and let them know if anything, if we're going to have, you know, something in the room going on or stuff. And sometimes if we find something special like that, this is great when we were doing about prayers and give it out to all the families, you know, how can we pray? Because we're actually saying, look, you know, we're here and we're going to help you, but we're going to help you do what you're doing at home, but we're here to walk alongside you. And I think that's really important. We have to remember to do that. And, you know, we didn't have time. We were supposed to taste honey because I think that's really good. Anytime we can taste something, anytime we can touch something. But I think to close, I would like to say this, and I'm going to find my, it can go to the next slide, Mitch. I think I've got one more. Oh, and that's an app. I think that's an app. You can go to the next slide. Everything's on your resource list on the very back page. That's the link. That's on your resource page. Keep going. There. Okay. I love this. This is what Jeff Land said. While learning at church is extremely important for kids, developing a love of going to church is just as important. I hope you'll always remember that when you teach kids, you're playing an important part in shaping how they will feel about church. Your enthusiasm for learning about Jesus could very well lead to a lifetime passion for Christ in the kids that you teach. I think that, and I can't find my notes. I think that really sums it up that I had here. Okay. I want to share this with you. I love Dr. Stanley. He's probably one of my favorites. And I was reading something the other day in preparation, and this is what he says. The Lord wants us to know that the Bible contains His truth and can be trusted in all that it declares. 2 Timothy 3:16, God has breathed life into all Scripture. It is useful for teaching us what is true. It is useful for correcting our mistakes. It is useful for making our lives whole again. It is useful for
for training us to do what is right. By using Scripture, the servant of God can be completely prepared to do every good thing. And Hebrews 4:12, the Word of God is alive and active. It is sharper than any sword that has two edges. It cuts deep enough to separate soul from spirit. It can separate bones from joints. It judges the thoughts and purposes of the heart. The Gospels are not a collection of religious fairy tales. They are the source of eternal truth, God's revelation of himself, and how we can imitate and we can have an intimate relationship with him. You know, I think at the end of the day, isn't that what it is? You know, that's what we want those kids to have. That's what I wanted my kids to have. And while both of my children made professions of faith, I told Mitch just the other night at the table, I was like, but I just want him to be involved in church. And he looked at me and he said, he will. And all I can do is I pray every day, God, what was poured into him as a child, what was poured into him initially as a child, and what we're going to pour into Shepherd as a baby, God, let it never, we know that it will always be there. I know that. But I just want it to stir something inside them, just like it does me. Okay? And that's why we teach. And that's why we have to be excited about the lessons, because it's God's Word. And God's Word is
true.
Somebody has a piece of paper with a sticker on it. Probably on your second page, number 6. It's you, Miss Ruthann.
I chose well.
I thought you did. There you go. Give her a hand. All right. Thank you. I hope I haven't wasted your time. I so appreciate you being here. And I just wish, like, we could go to, like, 2, if y'all want to come back and you'll we can play some more. So I think we're supposed to be done.
Yep. So Pretzels down at Corner Books, and then you guys are up at the rehearsal hall after that at 10:30.
Yes.
All right?
Thank you.
Can I show you one more thing? Please don't dismiss. One more thing. This is how we'll exit, I tell you what. I need,
can you grab one for me?
Sure. Okay. So this is in our book for Sunday, and it's like, you know, we talk about what is our life point. What is it? People should love God. We love everything else, don't we? Mm-hmm. Right? Okay, toss it and see what you get. Oh, who loves Chick-fil-A? Stand up if you love Chick-fil-A. You can leave. Okay, here, toss again. Here we go. Oh, I didn't get anything. Who loves macaroni and cheese? Who loves tacos? But every time we say it, who loves God? That's what we want. Okay, thank y'all.
Thank you so much.
Those are so cute.
They made them at Bible school.
Yeah.
And I thought they did
a great job.
Yes.
I know. All right. And I like your little ring toss, because I bet they would all like that. You didn't make that, though. I'm so sorry. I think I could have done more. I just didn't have them. Thank you all for being here. And you've got a, like, all my clothes. Oh, I just had a little traveling
Music. Scary.
I'm traveling. Thank you for being here. I'm sorry, I talked so fast. Like, terrible. I had to get baptized. So one.
chance in your life you get to baptize Jesus right here. Woo!
Thank you.
No, thank you for coming. Thank you for being a participant. Thank you, Miss Dearly. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
She keeps me organized.
I was watching move.
Sorry.
Oh, it's good.